Hey, girlfriends, welcome to another episode of Girlfriends and Goals. We're your hosts, Miosha
and Samaria.
This podcast is a space where we'll talk about friendships, life goals, a little bit of pop culture, and all things womanhood.
On today's episode, we have a special guest who's going to talk about her experience missing her best friend's wedding. So it's definitely going to be a good episode. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please make sure that you leave us a 5-star rating and write a review. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and give this video a thumbs up. All right, so we're going to do things a little differently and jump right into the episode. But I kind of told you guys I was feeling a little bit conflicted about this particular episode. And I think there are a few reasons. So the first one is, I think as a podcast, we prioritize friendship a whole lot, but we also prioritize like our own journey as women. Mm-hmm. And I think this episode, or the story, you know, that we're going to discuss in this episode kind of brings those two worlds together, but in like a way where they conflict. So One person's journey to better themselves is kind of conflicting with the friendship. And so I don't really know where I stand with that. So I'm like, a little bit conflicted. But the other reason, of course, is because our guest, who I'll introduce shortly, is one of my like best friends besides Miosha. I actually met them the same year and we kind of hit it off. And so I'll go ahead and introduce you right now. Our guest today is Shamika. Welcome
hello.
To the podcast. Yes. So I guess we'll go ahead and hop right in, and I want you to kind of set the scene for us, right? So the episode is called I Miss My Best Friend's Wedding, and we just want to know, what were the dynamics between you and your best friend and that friendship like leading up to the wedding? How old were you? You know, background information.
Okay. Hello again. So the friend that we were speaking of is a high school friend of mine. We're friends throughout high school. So also around about the time I met you, Samaria. Best friends through high school. And even after that, during the time of her wedding, we were about like 25 at this point. So it's like well after high school. Mm-hmm. We're the type of friends who we stayed in touch, at least tried to do something every month. Go out to eat, you know, go on walks and stuff like that. So that was pretty much the dynamics of our wedding. I mean, of our friendship before her wedding.
Okay. And how did she ask you to even be a part of the wedding? What was that like?
So let's see. It was me and we had another friend. It was like, we were like a trio. I don't remember the specific details of it, but she had asked us to be her bridesmaid. She gave us little gifts, or a bracelet and I do bag, a cute little makeup bag that said I do on it, or I do crew rather. So yeah, that was the gist of her asking.
Okay. And at that time, when she asked you, did you know if it was going to be a big wedding that would involve multiple, I guess, festivities, bridal shower, bachelorette trip, and a larger wedding, or was it going to be something more simple and close-knit?
It was going to be a big wedding. I was there part of the planning as far as like the bridal shower. Well, I actually missed the bridal shower, but the leading up to...
No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
It's a lot to kind of like take in. But yeah, the plan was to be a big wedding. When she asked us to be, that was the beginning of the planning stages of the wedding. So the venue, what they're going to be doing, all of the activities centered around that, the engagement party that I was able to attend. We were planning right around the time when she had asked us to be a part of her wedding.
And did she have a maid of honor in addition to the bridesmaids? Was that a part of the group of three people, I guess, that was there when you were asked to be in the wedding?
Her maid of honor was her sister, so not in the group. The trio group was me, her, and a, our third friend that, you know, we all went to high school together. So that was us two, and then her sister, and then her fiance at the time's sister was also a part of the bridal party.
Okay. So around the time of the wedding, you say you're 25, so you're mid-20s. How many of your friends would you say were, or people close to you, would you say of that age group were married at that time? And had, at that point, had you been a part of any other weddings?
At that time, no. No one within my age group or in my close circle, or even in my close circle, were married at the time. And I've only been a part of one wedding. But not as a bridesmaid, just it was my godmother's wedding where I was helping out and I, you know, spoke at the wedding and stuff like that, but nothing to the caliber of being a bridesmaid at that time or still.
Still till this day?
Still till this day, yes. That was my first opportunity of being a bridesmaid and last. Well, not last. I won't say last because I know I'm still growing and still have opportunities to be a bridesmaid, but the only one so far.
Okay. I have a question. Since this was like your first time being a bridesmaid, I guess, did you, if you can think of you then, did you, I don't want to say understand the gravity of it, but did it hit you how big it was at that time? Because you mentioned, okay, I helped plan, but I wasn't at the bridal shower. And then we are going to get to the wedding. So for you at that time, this being your first wedding, I guess, did you understand all that you were signing up to do and to be?
I did not understand. And I think that's where the whole dilemma of this, that part of the journey kind of like, I think that's the whole factor here. I didn't understand then. It wasn't until after the fact I really realized how much me not being there had affected her. Especially being the fact that we're no longer friends because of that. But it wasn't until after the fact I realized that she actually needed me to be there. But I wasn't aware that I didn't realize that I was needed because I knew she had other bridesmaids. I was able to tell her beforehand well enough time that she was able to find a replacement bridesmaid. Granted, it wasn't ideal for her. She was able to find a replacement bridesmaid, which was a family member of hers. So in my mind, she was covered. She had a great support system. I knew, you know, and like I said, I knew all of the bridesmaids. So in my mind, I'm like, she has a great support system. I guess that's what I was thinking then, that I wasn't necessarily needed or I wouldn't have been missed. I wasn't thinking of me being missed at the wedding.
Yeah. I could kind of somewhat relate to maybe you not understanding the gravity and maybe what's being asked of you, because I feel I was never that person that was like, oh, I was planning my wedding since I was a little girl and I was just all about weddings. So even for me in my early 20s, I don't know if someone asked me to be a part of their wedding, to be a bridesmaid, I don't know. I probably would have said yes and then thought about all the responsibility that comes with not just being there the day of the wedding, but even the part just leading up all the celebrations and stuff. And I guess that's why some people, at least now, I know will be like, oh, I don't know if I can be a part of it, and somewhat turn people down up front when they first ask. But being in my early 20s, I don't know if I would have been thinking that far ahead of like what was being asked of me.
Yeah. I will say, so my first wedding, I was actually 17 going on 18, where I got the opportunity to be a bridesmaid. And I wasn't super involved. Like, I did whatever I was asked. I showed up when it was time to shop for the dress. Y'all, why did my parents make the bride come to them and ask for me to be in the wedding? Because I was 17. It was a whole ordeal. But like, I showed up to do the dress, and then I think I showed up for the rehearsal and showed up for the wedding. So it was very hands off. But I know her maid of honor had a whole lot more tasks. So I want to say I see your point, but I also, I don't know that I completely see the point yet.
And there's levels to not just, okay, the wedding day is the event in and of itself, but the lead up, I feel like there's levels to involvement. So you mentioned for yours, like you were hands off, your age at the time. I think that's understandable. But I think, at least from what I see, you know, people are getting married in their early 30s. I think there is this expectation if you sign up to be in someone's wedding that you're going to be present, you're going to be spending a good amount of money, whether it's for the bachelorette engagement party. So it's not even just that you're bringing your time, your wallet too.
Okay, get ready to spend that money. I did have a wedding though where I RSVP'd and didn't show up. And now, like, I was in my early 20s when this happened. I had to be 20, maybe 21 when this happened, 2021. And to me, it was just like, oh, girl, you know, I can't make it. But today's me, I understand, oh, they put money so that you can have a seat, so that you can have a meal. And so that's why I asked that question, because I think things change with age. But also because of my understanding of the relationship, because I've known Shamika for a long time. So I was there through this friendship. Yeah. So that, I think because of how close it seemed to me that you guys were, that's why I don't necessarily want to let you off the hook, if that makes sense. But that's just me.
No, I totally get that. Because as you guys are talking about the age aspect, and realizing that I was well in my 20s, that year was 2018. The end of 2017 was the first year that I personally experienced depression. And when 2018 started, it was me making an attempt to take like this whole new fresh start on my life. And because, as you guys mentioned too, bridesmaid dresses, sorry, I might be all over the place, but I was there for the fitting of the, you know, picking out the bridesmaid dresses and all that stuff with the girls. And, you know, we had a good time. And not to necessarily excuse, you know, my decision, but just to paint a picture of where I was mentally, because me missing the bridal shower was because of what I was going through. And I wasn't able to focus on anyone at that time but myself, because I was struggling coming out of, you know, that season and trying to take on a new outlook on just like life and direction for my, you know, personal life, where I'm going, you know, what. You know, we all know life comes with ups and downs, but it was something that I never, depression was something I never experienced before. And during the entire year 2018, she's not even the only friend that I lost that year, because I couldn't explain what it was that I was dealing with to my friends, even the ones that were trying to help me. I kind of like end up pushing them away because I didn't know how to explain what I was going through. I didn't know how to allow them to help me, being the person that I am or was. And that just, again, shaping where I was personally when I was, you know, when I made this entire decision. But yeah.
Whew, that is such an important, like, I think, piece of context to have with this discussion. So thank you for being so transparent about that. Because I think, like I said, when you're on this journey of self and trying to figure out what's going on, and you're hit with something that you haven't experienced before that you can't articulate. And at 2018, I think mental health and conversations about mental health maybe were on the rise, but not as much as they are now, you know, like it wasn't.
It's especially in our community.
Yeah. Do you want to say what your community is so that way people?
Well, I'm Jamaican, so my Jamaican background. So while I was going through that, those friends that were trying to help me, and, you know, my friend who wanted me to be a part of her wedding, because I had to kind of like, because I unintentionally, I guess, pushed them away, I had no one else, because my family is looking at me like, what is depression? We don't do that over here. Okay. Yeah. It's a no. We don't identify with that word. So because it wasn't something that, you know, previously my family didn't even know how to talk about or identify with. It was just like, hey, life comes up and downs, we all get it, toughen up and get over it. Like, it was nothing but tough love growing up, and that's all I knew then, which is also why while I was going through, I wasn't even able to allow my friends to help me, because all I know is, bro, I gotta push through this. I gotta figure it out. I gotta figure it out on my own. I gotta toughen up, put on a big smile every day and get through it. So navigating through what I knew before experiencing depression, and then trying to find my way after identifying with the fact that, okay, no, this is definitely depression, because this mental state that I'm in is just not normal. It's not okay. I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on here. So yeah.
Okay. And so at what point, you know, you said the beginning of 2018, you were looking forward to a fresh start, but at what point, I guess, in leading up to the wedding, did you realize that, hey, I might not be able to attend, or I don't want to attend? And if you feel comfortable sharing, I guess, the reason or the background that kind of led to you not attending.
Yes. So we knew about the wedding, I want to say before 2018 set in. And then around February, March, I got introduced to this network marketing company. And it was about, you know, it was basically trying to sell you your dream, you know, selling an individual their dreams and trying to help you to build a life of your dreams. And it was a lot of love and light and positivity. So in that moment, it was something good that I was experiencing that was also helping me navigate where I was. And they had an event coming up that was all the way on the West Coast, in Portland, Oregon. And it happened to be on the exact same weekend of her wedding. So that's where now I had to make a decision, like, okay, do I go to this event or do I go to my friend's wedding, right? And upon making the decision, I was talking to the person that introduced me to the company, and he shared something that was saying, you know, you're not being a part of the wedding is one thing, but you're still a part of her life. And for me, I was like, okay, that spoke volumes, because in that time, I'm thinking about going somewhere to experience something that could help me where I was in my personal journey, and knowing that, you know what, this is my best friend since high school. We've never had any type of arguments. There was probably only one thing that ever happened that happened between us, and it wasn't nothing big or major. You know, we've had maybe one minor incident. So I'm thinking, okay, this is a solid friendship. She'll be able to understand that I'm making a decision for myself. Before even going to her with decision, I talked to like several other friends and associates, like, okay, I have this decision. It's a really tough decision for me, and I'm thinking about going to the event and end up missing my friend's wedding. Like, what do you think? I kid you not, I think everyone said I'm probably going to lose my friend. Okay. I think they did. And, you know, of course, I definitely took heed of that. And when I told her that I had this decision to make, I actually asked her permission. We went on a walk. It was me, her, and another girlfriend that it was one of her girlfriends. I didn't really know the young lady well, but, you know, girlfriends get together and we're just on a walk. So we're on this walk, her and another one of her girlfriends, you know, girlfriends get together. And so I didn't have the conversation with her on the walk. At the end of the walk now, it's just her and I left in the parking lot. We're getting ready to depart. And I, you know, I said to her, like, okay, I have this thing that's coming up, and I'm conflicted between going there and, but it's the same weekend as your wedding. And I basically asked her permission, and to the extent of how much this also did affect me, because like I said, this is my first time ever getting to be a bridesmaid. And this was my best friend. I actually was crying in that parking lot when I was letting her know that, like, I have this tough decision that I have to make. And I basically like asked her permission, like, how would she feel if I was to go there instead of going to her wedding? And she told me that it was okay, and that she understood. And I mean, not verbatim, I don't remember the exact words, mm-hmm. But because I don't want to say that she said that she understood if she didn't.
Was she
I
like,
didn't understand at that time.
Was she like, go with God?
Right. So we need to understand, because if it's not verbatim, there's some room.
I don't think there was any petty remark in what she said, because she did realize that I was emotionally conflicted. Like I said, you know, everyone knows me who knows I'm not, it's not that easy for me to cry, at least then. Now it's a whole nother story. But it wasn't that easy for me to cry. So the fact that I was, she realized like, okay, you know, this is really an emotional thing for her. So I think on that aspect of it, she wanted to be understanding. And that was the last, we pretty much spoke of, you know, the decision I was making at the time. And that, yeah, that was me explaining the decision to her before the wedding.
How close to the wedding was this? So I know earlier you said she had enough time to find another bridesmaid and all of that. So can you give me a time frame of how close it was to the wedding when you had this conversation with her?
Okay, it could have been end of January or early March, and the wedding was in June. So March, April, May, June. So 3 months before the wedding.
Okay.
Okay. You mentioned that you talked to several other people and they were just like, girl, you gonna lose your friend. So I'm curious in, I guess you asked other people their opinion. In going into asking them, I don't want to say, did you value their opinion? But I guess what, if everyone told you like, hey, you're going to lose this friend, I guess what was it that pushed you to continue on with not attending versus the advice or I guess the feedback that you got from them?
Talking with her directly. Because in my opinion, friendships vary. The depths of friendships vary. The type of people that are in friendships vary. Right. So if I'm talking to someone who could care less about what I'm going through, then, you know, likely I'm going to lose that friend versus someone who does care what I'm going through, which is what I thought her and I had. I thought that the friendship was strong enough to where if I was to make a decision for my self-development, that she would be understanding and understanding that, hey, okay, granted, I'm missing this event that, you know, like I said, in hindsight, I wasn't realizing how important it was for me to be there, versus, you know, the decision that I made. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay. Happens all the time.
But you were basically saying that it was her, you talking to her that confirmed, because you asked her permission. It wasn't like you went to her and was like, hey, I'm not coming.
No.
Yeah. You got everyone else's opinion and feedback, and then you still went to her and was like, hey, would you be okay with this? Or what do you think? And then you felt like she gave you the permission to not attend.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so tough because, like, just based on what you just said, obviously I wasn't there, but just based on what you said, I'm wondering if her saying it's okay was about your feelings of being conflicted. Not necessarily, you know how when people are crying, you're like, oh, it's okay, it's okay, you know? So I'm like, I wonder what her perspective was, because you said, okay, if this were someone who didn't care about me, which I can vouch for this person, like I do think this person very much cared about you.
Agree.
Yeah, so if this person didn't care about me, then that would be one thing. But because I know they do, and I wonder if her perspective was, I know this is important to her, but she cares so much about me that she might put this day, you know, ahead of me. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm trying to think about it from all angles. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so leading up to the wedding, once you decided, okay, I'm going to take this trip and basically pour into myself what I need at this time. What feelings did you have about not attending? Keeping in mind that she basically kind of gave you permission, like, okay, it's okay for you to not come. But how did you feel about yourself, even though she gave you permission that it was okay that you didn't attend?
In that moment, there's two different feelings. So the feelings before the wedding and then after the wedding, when I guess things hit the fan and we realized, you know, how much the decision affected her. So beforehand, I guess I felt okay knowing that she understood, and also knowing that I was able to have the conversation with her, and that we were on what seemed like okay terms. So when I was at the event, I was fully immersed in it and was actually just experiencing it. And it was something that I definitely needed for myself. That whole event played a role in the trajectory of where I am today, as far as like being able to strain my emotional toughness, and being able to like push through and understand where I was in my own personal journey. So during the weekend of the wedding, again, I was just fully immersed, and just experiencing that, and just in a, I guess you can say selfish. I was in a selfish space during that time, trying to get what I needed to get to the next phase of my life.
Just listening to you, obviously, I'm trying not to be biased, but I am a little bit because I know you and I know your story. And so hearing you say, oh, you know, I was in a space where I was being selfish, that's not one of the words that I would usually think of when I think of you. Just because as your friend since I was 15 years old, actually 14, because we turned 15, both of us, after we met. That's the first birthday we celebrated together. This goes back to me being conflicted, because I know what all happened that weekend and how you felt. And so it's hard for me to be like, yeah, but you should have been in this place. Mm-hmm. I do feel that way. But then I think about kind of the breakthrough, if I can use that word, of that weekend and that experience for you. And yeah, it just, anyway.
As a person who's also known you, Shamika, for a long time, we aren't as close, but I would say I am a bit biased too, because I think if I were a real outsider and say this other person was my friend, say I'm one of her girlfriends, my first thought would be, well, okay, you know her better than I do, but like, is she a secret hater? Like, what's really going on here? And I'll add to that, you know, God forbid, if Sabera and I were in a similar situation, I don't know if I would trust anything Sabera would say to me about not attending her wedding. Like, I think like if, but that's me at my age now. Like, even mm-hmm. though she might be like, oh, it's fine. And she might actually feel that way. Me, I'd be like, nah, I don't want to risk it. I can't risk it.
Yeah. And I think Miosha would probably agree with me, and Shamika, probably you too, but I think from the young lady's perspective, everything she felt was valid, you know, because she also has to think about herself and how your absence made her feel. Mm-hmm. So for me, I look at it and I think her reaction and her feelings about this are completely valid. And she and I aren't best friends, but I kind of support her feeling like, okay, this might not be a friendship I can continue with. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, knowing what that event did for you, I also want to say I support that step in your personal journey. So yeah. Dang.
Go ahead. And I totally get how you guys are conflicted, because it's my experience, and I also understand exactly, not necessarily exactly, I can't say exactly, but I do understand why she feels the way she feels. And that's why till this day, there's still no hatred between us. There's no hard feelings. You know, every time she crossed my mind, I do wish her well. Because it was after the wedding when I realized how it had impacted her. And I think it was the same for her, because we did have a follow-up conversation after the wedding where she was trying to gain understanding at this point of why I made the decision that I made. And it was then I realized that, oh man, I didn't articulate myself well enough for her to understand why I made this decision. So it was really after the wedding that we both really realized the depths of the decision and how it affected us. Because like I said, we sat down, we went to brunch, the three of us, that, you know, our third girlfriend from high school. And she was basically asking me, you know, why did I make the decision? And I was explaining it, but because I was still experiencing everything, I was explaining it in a way where it was a bit minimal. Versus like the in-depth effect that it was having on me. And it wasn't until like after I tried to explain myself, she let me know how she was feeling. And she mentioned that, you know, everyone else at the wedding was saying, oh, how could she not be here, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And that's when it hit me, like, okay, one, those people don't know me, right? So I felt attacked at that point. But in the same breath, I didn't follow up with defending myself even more. Because she expressed the fact that, you know, she was going through so much and me being there would have made a difference. Or again, this is not verbatim. This happened a couple years ago. But, you know, overall, her explaining was like, there was a lot going on during the wedding. There was, you know, it was a bit, I don't want to say chaotic because I wasn't there. And I don't think she used that word. But it was then I realized, like, okay, me not being there really impacted her. So I didn't even defend myself against anyone else that said whatever they said, because they don't know me. And I thought it was pointless to defend myself against them. And she said, these words are verbatim. She does not see our friendship being what it was. And I had no choice but to respect that, because I understood that she was hurt by my decision. And that was pretty much the last in-depth conversation that we had.
Yeah, it's the after effect, because when you went to ask her permission, she didn't know what she didn't know.
Yeah.
And it could be life experience, age, and just the moment hadn't come yet to where maybe she even realized, like you said, how much she needed you. And I could definitely see other friends and family being like, okay, well, where's so-and-so? Is she sick? Mm-hmm. Is she in the hospital? Like, because at events I've had, everyone would be like, well, where's Samaria? Why she ain't? Mary is part of the family now. It would be a huge deal for, and on top of everything else going on, to try to have to explain that.
Yeah.
Now I don't necessarily justify like anything else they would have said, because I don't think that would have been the time or place. But aside from her expectations, everyone else's expectations.
Yeah, you mentioned, okay, I can't really care what everybody else is saying because they don't know me. So that leads me to want to ask, what expectations did you have going into the brunch? How did you see this conversation going?
I think I saw it going like all of our other conversations, because, you know, we were the friends where we weren't on the phone every day. We weren't in each other's face every day. Every time we'll get together and then we'll catch up on life. So when I was going to brunch, I thought the three of us were getting together per usual. You know, we were going to talk, and, you know, even if it came to the point where we were going to,
I'm sorry.
Because we did talk, huh?
Well, it just feels like, it feels funny that's how you went in, because I know you're genuine, and so you really felt like, oh, this is just me like all the other times. But you know, you watch a movie and as the audience you're like, this ain't gonna go well. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel right now. That's why I'm laughing, but it's a serious matter, so I'm done.
No, we're talking about in hindsight, so the laughs are all good. But that's the whole gist of it. Like, it didn't really hit me until literally that moment. Like, that moment is the most vivid of this, like, entire story. Like, I was eating my meal, and I remember stopping amidst when I realized, oh, crap. I should have been defending myself when I wasn't. Because I wasn't on the defense when I was explaining the beginning at the brunch. You know, I was just, again, minimalizing the entire experience. But then when she came back with her response, and, you know, expressing what the decision affect, how the decision affected her, that's when it really hit me, like, bro, the decision just changed the entire dynamic of you guys' friendships. And then that was literally it. I came to the realization, and by then it was too late. It was after the fact. There was nothing that I could have done to, like, you know, to salvage that. It was done. And I do understand that it was a big thing. It was a wedding. Mm-hmm. So at that point, it was just like, well, I have to respect, you know, how you feel in your decision. And like I said, that was that. Was that.
Yeah. I have a follow-up question. Mm-hmm. How did it affect your dynamic with the other friend? So we haven't heard much about this, like, third party. So was she one of the people who you went to about missing the wedding? How was your dynamic with her? Did you guys maintain a friendship? What happened with that third person? Just because I wonder how, if you guys were a trio and now y'all two aren't together, what effect it has on the one-on-one relationship with the third party friend.
I think we were still friends for a short period after.
Okay.
But it just kind of like fell off in a sense. I don't recall if I went to her on a one-on-one about the decision, because we were so used to just hanging out as a trio. I don't think I spoke with her on a one-on-one.
So I guess after all this experience, one, would you do things differently? And why shouldn't your current friends use this as a situation, use this as a reason not to allow you to be in their weddings or to question your friendship with them?
Okay, as far as would I have done things differently, I most definitely would have done things differently. Realizing that I came to the realization way after the fact, I would have done my best to make sure that we have an understanding beforehand. And if that understanding came to, okay, well, if you don't come to my wedding, we can't be friends no more, then I probably would have made a decision to go to the wedding, because it was a friendship that I did value. She was, like, again, a best friend throughout all of high school. A friend that never judged me. I could go on and on about how much I did value the friendship. So if I did have an understanding that the friendship was going to end from her, other than, you know, all of the outside ears or outside voices, rather, I would have done things differently. And your follow-up was, I mean, your second question was, how do I...
Well, it was, why shouldn't your current friend, so say Samaria, use this as a reason not to allow you to be in their wedding or to just question your friendship dynamic with you in general?
Mm-hmm. So one, to judge me on a decision I made years ago when I was in a completely different space, mentally, physically, emotionally, and all the other E's. I personally wouldn't think that's fair to judge someone based off of a past decision. And I've definitely, you know, grown between then and now as far as understanding goes. And more so, I would hope that any and all of my friends would judge me for who they know me to be, the relationship that I have with them. Because no relationships are created equal. No friendships are created equal. And any friend that would know me, if they're going to debate whether or not they want me to be a part of their wedding because they heard that I missed a friend's wedding a couple years ago, you're not my friend, to be honest.
Period.
To be honest, at that point, all of the relationships that I, all of the close relationships that I have depth to them. Mm-hmm. I'm grown to the place where I can be vulnerable with those people in my life. So I would hope that they would judge me based off of who they know me to be from the inside, and not just at face value from something that they heard from somebody else, or even them listening to this podcast right now. Because even in this space, it still can't, I still won't be able to have the audience to understand the depths of what I was going through then, or who I am now, or the entire journey of my personal self. So let's say a random friend of mine was listening that didn't know the story before today. And they're like, oh man, well, I don't know. Now that I see this podcast, I don't think I want her part of my wedding. Well, that's not fair for you to judge. This is a condensed storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
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 Well, I will say, I love you, Shamika. Thank you for coming on the podcast and sharing your story. Obviously, I have nothing but respect for the other party, but I just wanted to give you the space to tell your story, you know, and just put out there all the conflicts that you were dealing with that led to this, and then the aftermath and all of that. So I have had a front row seat to your growth for 15, almost 16 years now. And so I can honestly say that you have been a true friend to me, and I'm really grateful to have you. So yeah. I don't question your loyalty. So that question was purely hypothetical.
Definitely, I get that. Yeah. Thank you. And of course, I love you guys as well. So thank you for having me. And this was good. This was a good talk.
Yes. Mm. We're not done yet. Yeah. So I know you guys might have noticed we didn't start with our introduction segment, and that's because we are going to do it now at the end. So in the spirit of Valentine's Day being in a few days, we are going to do a girlfriend check-in segment. And the question for this girlfriend check-in is, how do you want to spend Valentine's Day? Neosha, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. Give you
a second to catch her breath.
I want to spend my Valentine's Day with my number one loves. Yeah.
I'll come over, girl. Don't worry.
I mean, I have to share you now, but we won't go into that. But yeah, spend time with my husband and my son. Some good food, relax. Yeah, nothing extravagant because I have some big plans coming up. But yeah, that's how I want to spend this Valentine's Day.
Okay, Shamika.
So ideally, it would be somewhere warm, preferably on the beach. Like, no. As I'm listening to her answer, I'm thinking of something that I can actually, you know, do for Valentine's Day. Being that I am single, it'll probably just be me and my son on the beach somewhere where we can get some nice warm weather to get over this winter, because I'm definitely over this winter. Yeah.
Nice. Yes. Also right. Over winter. So this Valentine's Day, actually, I've noticed that I'm trying to make plans with everybody. So I have like the romantic plans. That's going to happen. But then I am actually trying to do a Galentine's Day virtually with a couple of my people who don't live in the same state that as I live in. And so we're gonna dress up in pajamas and do mocktails or cocktails and movie night. And so I'm really looking forward to that. It came out of nowhere and the plans just started rolling. So I'm really looking forward to both the romantic and the Galentine's Day.
I'll be expecting my invite. Thank you.
No, since you want to spend it with your loves and I wasn't included. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of the Girlfriends and Goals podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Girlfriends and Goals podcast to share your thoughts on this topic. If you haven't subscribed already, please go ahead and do that now. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate and review. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe and give us a thumbs up. Until next time, bye.
Bye.